The story by Father Labat. The brandy drawn from sugar cane is called Giliv. The savages and Negroes call it Tafia. It is very strong and has an unpleasant smell and bitterness, rather like grain brandy, which is difficult to remove. The utensils in a vinegar factory consist of a few wooden boats, one or two boilers with their heads and necks, a skimmer, a few jars, pots, and tubs or bowls. The first liqueur coming from a boiler is called Petito. Indeed, it does not have a great deal of strength. All the Petito obtained over the first 5 days of the week is kept, and one or two boilers are filled with it to reboil it on Saturday. The spirit that then comes out is truly the brandy, Tafia or Gildiv, and is very strong and violent. It is usually sold for 10 sols a pot, and sometimes more, particularly during those periods when we don't make sugar, and when brandy and wine from France are rare and expensive. A woman, rather than a man, is used to make the brandy, because it is thought that a woman is less likely to drink than a man. Since this is not an infallible rule, the master has to choose one of his most loyal women and must ensure that she remains loyal so that she doesn't give in to temptation. To encourage them to do well and not to expose them to the temptation to steal, I give a pot of brandy to any woman who brings into the store the required quantity and quality of brandy made over the previous week.